At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. These days, farmers sow seed with such great precision that very little is wasted. But in Jesus' time, it was a much more haphazard process. Skilled as the farmer might well be, when he scattered his seed with his hand, it was bound to land in a variety of places. Some of it landed on the path, or in rocky soil, or amongst thorns, but only a proportion would find good soil. Jesus used this parable to describe the very different ways in which people responded to his message, and we can easily recognize the truth of his words today. The seed that landed on the rocky soil struggled from the outset because it couldn't put down adequate roots. It grew fast for a while, but soon it keeled over and died. Jesus said that this was like people who heard the message of the kingdom and got really excited about it. But because they hadn't put down deep roots, they soon became distracted by problems and persecution. Their initial burst of enthusiasm was soon a distant memory. This parable teaches us many lessons, but it particularly emphasizes the importance of putting down deep roots. It's always encouraging when people respond enthusiastically and joyfully to the Christian message, but it isn't enough. The sudden rush of enthusiasm needs to be followed by the growth of long, tapering roots that ensure the steady flow of nourishment for the years to come. The roots grow as we get to know God better, and that happens through prayer, fellowship, the reading of the Bible, and by deliberately turning our attention towards God. Roots are, by their very nature, hidden, but without them, there can be no life. So let me ask you a question. How are you intentionally developing your roots in God? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, help us to grow in you today and to find ways of developing deep roots that will sustain us for the years to come. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission, transforming communities around the world for over 200 years. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.